Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We want to look at the benefits of godliness, and we're picking up where we left off yesterday. And we spoke about it, and 1 Timothy 4:7 says, reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself towards godliness. That means I can practice godliness. I can exercise myself towards being godly, listening to the Lord, trying to obey Him to the best of my abilities. We're all going to make mistakes, but the good thing is that God is a forgiver. And when you're a child of His, you're in covenant with Him, and He will just pick you up and move you forward. Just repent and go on. But try to be obedient to the best of your ability. That's godliness. And godliness ensures great benefits. So let's pick it up one more time and see what the Lord is showing us about being godly.
So watch out. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, not just like physical exercise, which benefits you here in this earth. He says godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, right here in the earth, and of that life which is to come. So it's profitable to you here being godly, and it's profitable to you after you go to be with the Lord. It's profitable. So godliness is more profitable than physical exercise. Amen. So continue the physical exercise, but less profit in godliness. So now, and let me just tell you once again, godliness from the Strong's Concordance, number 2150, one's inner response to the things of God. Now, all of you in this place have rejected God telling you things on more than one occasion. Come on. Well, not me. I'm. No, you're not Jesus. Only Jesus was perfect. You have made mistakes. All of us have made mistakes. Now watch here. You, everything that you've done for God has been put down in the book for God. Every holy moment that you acted upon and did obey God, there's been many times we didn't, but the times that you did have got rewards attached to the holy moments that you've done. So when you didn't lie, you didn't cheat, you didn't steal, you didn't watch the stuff on TV, you didn't do those things, God considers that as a holy moment, and you will get a reward and a blessing from God for that. Now, He doesn't look at the ungodly moments and say, well, I'm taking away rewards. He just says, put it under the blood. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's not coming there and saying, well, I'm taking away rewards. He's not like that. God is not like human beings. If you do good, then you get it. If you do bad, then you don't get it. No. God, His love is agape. Whether you're good, whether you're bad, He loves you just the same. Amen. So I just wanted to get that. So godliness, really, it means one's inner response to the things of God, reverence for God, piety, and loyalty. That's what godliness is. So let's keep moving. So godliness is profitable unto three things we're going to talk about. Protection. Everyone say protection. Promotion and prosperity. Godliness is, listen, and I'm going to show you this. Godliness ensures protection. You can put my picture up. You've seen that before. Look at that. Godliness ensures protection. The times that we're living right now, you need protection. You need protection from riots. You need protection from COVID. You need protection from hurricanes. You need protection from demons. You need protection from accidents. You need protection, protection, protection. Amen. There is stuff going on in the world that without the protection of God, you're in trouble. And now listen, your children need protection, and you and your wife and your spouse and your husband and your family, they all need protection. Now, you can protect them to a certain degree, to a certain extent when you're with them and you're at home and you got all your weapons ready. You know, and someone comes to break in or something, or comes to harm someone in your family, and you're with them, it's okay. You can do what you can do and hope that you're better than the person coming. You hear what I'm saying? But what happens when you're not with them? What happens when you're at work and they're at home? They're at school. They're on the job. They're somewhere else. They're traveling. Who's going to protect them then? You're not with them. So you can't protect them. But who can protect them? God. God can protect them. So you want the protection of God. And one of the ways to get the protection of God is living a godly life. Like I said, doesn't mean a perfect life. It means a godly life. Obeying as often as you can the word of God. Never forget this. David, considered the greatest king of Israel, made boo-boos. And many of his boo-boos are bigger than ours ever were. Come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And yet God said, I'm going to keep you and your throne is going to last for eternity. My son is coming through this lineage and is going to be on the throne for eternity. Is that correct? And yet David made those mistakes. Elijah made the mistakes. Samson made the mistakes. Everybody made mistakes. And God did not put them on the bench and say, that's it, you're done. You're over. You weren't supposed to take drugs again, but you did. You're over. You're done. You weren't supposed to lie. You weren't supposed to cheat, etc. And God is not that type of person to stop taking care of you. Now, the way he took care of his children that came out of Egypt is the way he takes care of us now, and even better. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 8, says that the New Testament, the New Covenant, is founded on better promises than the old covenant. So if in the old covenant he would take them out of slavery, make them healthy, make them wealthy, give them all that they needed, in the old covenant, and he says the new covenant is founded on better promises, how much better have we got it then? But we've got to understand these things, acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. There are better promises in my life because of Christ Jesus in me. Right, Matt? You got it. Amen. So if we're children of God, how many of you are a child of God today? Let me see your hands. You're all born. Keep them up, honestly, and make sure you're all children of God. Amen. Praise God. At home, you'll get an opportunity to become one if you're not now. Well, if you're God's child, don't you then belong to him? Yes. We belong to him. Is that correct? Well, then wouldn't he protect us? Wouldn't he protect us the way he can protect us? He's everywhere all the time. With us, never leave us, never forsake us. Great is he that's in me. I mean, he's able to protect you wherever you go, whatever you do. And I got the revelation one day. I was flying in an airplane. I was going to Australia or coming. I don't know where I was going. And I remember God speaking to me. And I said, wow, it's the same voice I heard back in South Africa. He's here with me now. Amen. And then I thought, well, I know he's still there with my pastor in South Africa. He's in two places at once. Go figure. He can be everywhere and anywhere at the same time. He is everywhere and anywhere at the same time. And so when I'm in the airplane, everyone on that plane is safe. Because I used to have a fear for flying. I really did. I was poop bung. I was a chicken. Back, back. I didn't like flying till I went to the army. And then I, go figure, volunteered for paratroopers. Once I was in the army, sweet Jesus. And I had to get over my fear pretty quickly. You understand? Pretty quickly. And so, but then God said to me, you're in this plane. I will protect you no matter what. And I realized that because I'm in the plane, everyone on that plane is safe. Because God will go to any length to protect me. And I started to get visions of angels holding that plane and flying with it. And my fear left like an outflow into 5 continents. It's just amazing. The fear just left. Because God can take care of me. Doesn't matter if I'm in Africa or in America. He can take care of me. And he can take care of your kids when they're at school, when they're wherever they're at. So we want that protection. 1 Corinthians 6:19. It'll come up on the overhead. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who comes from God and dwells inside of you? You do not own yourself. You don't own you. God owns you. And God protects what he owns. Come on. Especially his children. The Passion Translation says, have you forgotten that your body is now the sacred temple of the Spirit of holiness who lives in you? You don't belong to yourself any longer. For the gift of God, the Holy Spirit lives inside your sanctuary, your temple. So you don't belong to yourself. You're not your own. You are bought at a price. You belong to God. Everyone say, I belong to God. And since we belong to God, then I can certainly expect him to take care of me. If I belong to God, the creator of everything, including me, including Canaan and Destiny, including my wife, including each and every one of you, he is the creator. If he's the creator of everything, he created this world. He created the fact that the moon, you know, the pull of the moon gets oceans going. I mean, God just did every single thing. That same God I belong to, he's able to protect me because I belong to him. If God didn't take an interest in how the worlds were formed, surely we'd be banging into each other, planets and stars, and there'd be chaos in the heavenlies. But God said, you will see my glory in the heavenlies. People will know that there is a God. There's no one with an excuse, because you cannot deny the fact that we're a round, big ball that weighs trillions of tons. We're a big, fat, round ball who's spinning at, I don't know, 5,000 miles a second, or I don't even know what's going on. And there's a moon 32,000 miles away, and there's stars all around. There's a sun. If the sun moved like 20 foot this way or 5 foot that way, we'd freeze or we'd roast. Surely, God is keeping all of that stuff working. The Bible even says the worlds, plural, are held up with the word of God. Are they, listen, that thing's turning, the sun's shining, the moon is mooning. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. That God takes care of the planets and every star, that they're not colliding and there's not chaos in the heavens. He's doing that. Surely he can take care of me, little of me. He will take care of his children. He took care of them. He got them out of Egypt. And I'm telling you, he'll do it at any and all cost. He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus, his most beloved, only begotten son. He sent Jesus to die in my place, in your place. He did that. My God, if he would do that. The Bible says, if you know, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. This is for everybody. He sent Jesus. He gave his son to be whipped and bruised and spit on and beat up and buried and faced the devil. He did all of that. And if God didn't withhold his son Jesus, how much more would he give you anything else? He will protect you. Say, God is protecting me because I belong to him. Say, I am his child. Amen. And since we're his child, we should expect him to take care of us.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522. Thank you.